the last verse that we had read to us from Luke chapter 2. And Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. You know, I learned that verse in Boys Brigade when I was young. And it's stuck with me ever since. But it's such an important verse. Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Luke brings us back again to the thought of Jesus growing and learning. And that made a difference to himself. And it made a difference to his relationship with people around him as well. So it's more about him growing spiritually and morally. And he's growing in relationship with others around as well. Now, we do the same as church together in all kinds of different ways. Who can tell me what that hole in the ground is for over there, for example? Baptism. It's not a trick question. The Karis is looking like, well, duh, it's obvious. Yeah, it is. It's obvious. Baptisms. We demonstrate our faith in God and our response to Jesus through baptism. Now, Hannah, if you just go and stand next to Simon Miles for a moment. You've got until it takes from Hannah to get from there to there. Don't nod, just shake your head at me. Simon, it's not that long ago since you were baptized. Just tell us briefly what it meant to you to be able to respond to your relationship with Jesus in your life and be baptized here.
No, thanks for putting me on the spot.
That's fine, it's no problem. I've got others coming, so you're not the only one, yeah.
I think, so what it meant to me, okay, so for me it was really being able to express both my faith in God and the relationship that Jesus was having with me and be able to show people, hey, look, this is who I am. I come to Jesus not as complete and as amazing, but just as who I am. And I'm so grateful and thankful for the sacrifice he made, and I owe him my life for that.
Great, thank you. Right, just, Hannah, stay at the back there because I'm going to send you to somebody not so far away from where you are in a minute. Okay, so Jesus himself was baptized. If we carry on thinking about Jesus growing and when Jesus began his public ministry, he himself was baptized. And he encourages us to do the same, to demonstrate our faith in him. Now, listen, I know that there are some of you here who have been baptized already, and some of us were baptized a long time ago, and others who maybe still be thinking about it. Do think about it. Baptism is an awesome privilege that we have in terms of us being able to reflect our relationship with Jesus to those around us. And it'll be great if at Easter we can have some more baptisms. It'd be great if we had baptisms every week, wouldn't it? Because that would be a demonstration of people giving their lives to Jesus and the church growing in faith. Let's aim for Easter. If you want to get baptized before then that's fine too. But let's think about that together. Keith and I will be so pleased to be able to go through some baptism discussions with people who might be thinking about that. As a Baptist church, when we are baptized, we talk about being baptized into the body of Christ, belonging to the church. Now, this is the next thing that I'm going to send Kira to David Law to answer for me. Belonging to church. We have this thing called covenant partnership, don't we? Other churches call it membership. We call it covenant partnership. David, can you just tell us what it means to you to be in covenant partnership with Bromsgrove Baptist Church?
Yeah, I mean, it means part of being a group of people who are helping to hopefully transform me and help me grow. And it means being part of a group where I can serve together with those people around me. Because, like we said earlier, it's about all of us together. And you might be our minister leaders, but actually we're all serving together to try and make church work and to accomplish something in our own lives and in those around us.
Great. Thank you. So covenant partnership is our demonstration of our belonging together, our being vulnerable together, learning together, growing together, all of those things. If you want to talk more about that with us, then let me know. Right, learning is the next thing. I think about different ways in which we learn together as church. Actually, now who am I going to send Hannah to? I've forgotten who I was going to send you to. Life groups, okay? Life groups are important to us as church. I'll give you a choice. Does somebody put your hand up and tell us, why is life group so important to you? Who's willing to say that? We're doing well with life groups. Everybody's got their hands up, look. Like, somebody who goes to a life group on a regular basis, Rod. Here. Thank you, Rod. Rod's going to tell us about life groups and what importance that has for you, Rod.
I find that it's a way of learning when I wouldn't necessarily turn out to go to church to learn, frankly. It's an easier way of learning. It's a way of having fellowship with a smaller group of people that I can get to know better. And it's fun. You know, if it's done right, it's fun.
If it's done right, it's fun, yeah. Good. If you're not part of a life group already and you want to know more about that, then talk to me or Keith again, and we will plug you into a life group, connect you with a group of people who you can do life together with. That's the phrase we use, wasn't it, when we put life groups together, doing life together. Kira, you can answer this one yourself. Okay, you can. You don't have to go anywhere with your microphone. Sparks. You come to Sparks on a Sunday evening, don't you, and you're involved in Youth Worship Project. What difference does that make to you? Why is that important for you?
I suppose that it makes a difference because I've got somewhere to go where I can be open about my faith regardless of the consequences, as it were, because it's not the same at school and stuff. It's not the same because not everybody will agree with your views, and it's just nice to be able to be open, I guess.
Okay, great. So another place for learning together, safety of learning together. Now, what else have I got on my list? We've got lots of things, other things that we could do here. We could talk about men's groups. We could talk about links. We could talk about Coffee Pot, Thursday Fellowship, and all those other things that I haven't mentioned that I ought to have done on that list. Lots of ways that we learn together as church. Jesus helped people to learn together, didn't he? He sat down with them, talked to them, taught them, shared life with them over meals. All of those kinds of things. We do the same as church. Now, what I want you to do... Kira, can you go to Vicky for a moment? Don't look disappointed. This will be fine. This will be fine. Okay, Vicky, this next thing is about supporting, okay? Can you just tell us briefly what difference it makes to you? I could have gone to you or to Rachel. Rachel was nearer, but you were right in front of me. What difference it makes to you to have a team supporting what we're delivering as church through Little Wonders? So the difference that others supporting you make.
It couldn't happen if it was just me. Being a team means that we can all serve in different ways and achieve a lot more than if it was just one person. And people can play to their different strengths and provide sessions that just wouldn't happen if it was just one person.
Great. Thank you. So supporting each other, being involved together, sharing the responsibilities and the joys and the privileges and all of those kinds of things of being church together. Now, serving, Hannah, where's Mandy? Mandy, can you, Hannah, if you could go over to Mandy. And Kira, can you go to Maureen? She wasn't paying attention then, so I thought I'd send you to Maureen. Okay. Now, serving... Do you know, we were talking there about what the difference it makes to somebody who feels supported by those who are serving God through the church. What I want to do is just to do in two completely different ways how the difference it makes to us as people being able to serve. So now, Maureen, you quietly... Well, that's a silly thing, so, isn't it? I was going to say you quietly do a lot of things. You, with lots of words and your loveliness, do lots of things for church. Coffee Rota, Coffee Pot, Thursday Fellowship... Is that it? Is there more? Help Little Wonders. Yeah, more things. So lots of things that you do quietly behind this, not up the front, not making a big fuss about it. What difference does it make to you to be able to serve God through the church?
It just makes a great difference to have people that I can talk to, I can pray with, and just the fellowship and the friendship that everybody helps to support me in all ways.
Okay, great. Thank you. Now, Mandy, you and others, I've come to you because you're organising the trip, but you and others have got a trip planned in April. What day is... Well, you haven't booked the flights yet. That's this afternoon's task, isn't it? Hopefully. 2nd of April? 4th of April. I knew it was close to there. 4th of April. So, Mandy, Keith and Rose...
Not Rose.
Oh, okay. Right. Mandy, Matthew, Andrew and Keith and a lady from Bewdley Baptist Church are going to visit the Hope and Kindness Project that we support in Kenya. And this is serving at a whole different level, isn't it? This is serving in a place, in a country, in an environment and context so different to our own. So just tell us, just very briefly, either you or Andrew can answer this, don't mind who. What does it mean to you to be able to go to Kenya and be serving God in that way?
I guess the word that comes to mind is privilege, really. Just feels a real privilege to be able to go to a country where people are have much less than we do, and to be able to share our faith with them and spend time with them.
Okay, great. Thank you. So all of these different things, all of these different ways that we as church together are doing the same as Jesus did in that verse in Luke that we're just thinking about. Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. He learned, he carried on growing and learning. He carried on building relationship with those around him. That's what church is for us, isn't it? Church is that place where we come together as God's people and we learn and we grow together. And that doesn't just make a difference to us here. It makes a difference to those that we interact with as well when we're able to serve them in God, through God.